with my patients, where before I would be absolutely depleted and exhausted with 20 hours of psychotherapeutic work a week. Suddenly I had the space, the holding for 35 hours. And at that point, almost miraculously, it seemed, in a city as tough to have a psychotherapy practice in as San Francisco with so many therapists, it seemed that the patients came. In response to the containing capacity, the patients came and stayed, and I was able to go to a deeper level of being an analyst. So that image that has the feminine in it and is a cup and has certain clear images of the feminine might be considered an image of the anima, but also in its roundness and its sense of wholeness, I also see the image of the self in that. So I think in terms of my vocation of being an analyst and psychotherapist, this cup represented a deepening, and there I sort of found my mature self as an analyst. That was my job. Now, notice that it's not particularly grand. To me, one of the tip-offs that something is an image of the self is that it's not particularly grand. Now, I don't, that may be a Christian idea, you know. Jesus was born in a manger. But it's one I take very, very seriously. I'm very suspicious of grand structures as images of the self. And although we capitalize the self in America, Jung may have known something by keeping the letter S small on self, because I think the self tends to be a small thing. I remember I had a woman in my practice who was, I guess you'd call her an heiress, as the newspapers would say about Patty Hearst, heiress Patty Hearst. I don't know if Patty Hearst thought of herself as heiress Patty Hearst, but the newspapers did. But this patient came from a lot of money, and her problem was to get past her family and their prestige trip and find herself. And there was a dream in which she was putting her hands in her pockets and finding diamonds that turned into peanuts and then back into diamonds. And I think those diamonds that turned into peanuts and back into diamonds, there I think is an experience of the self for that particular patient. It's both the most precious thing and the most common thing. That's the peculiarity of the self. Now, of course, we know the nut. I mean, this is the state of the peanut, and we know the nut has tremendous nutritional value, and it's a very concentrated energy. So that the diamond, of course, is what happens to carbon under pressure. And as some have said, we are carbon. So the alchemical process makes us diamonds, perhaps. Jung talks about the self as the diamond body. But the part I'm trying to emphasize here is that it's both the most precious and the most common. I myself met the peanuts in a dream of another kind. I've alluded to the difficulty one has earning a living as a psychotherapist in a city like San Francisco, and I and virtually every other therapist who's ever worked there has had to cope with this. During the 70s, when I began my practice, at the end of a long boom period, things started very well, and then two recessions hit in a row, and the therapists were hit very hard during the mid-70s, and so most of that decade I would worry a great deal about making enough money to pay off my student loans and pay the mortgage on the house I was building, and the house I had bought, and so forth and so on. So I would worry a tremendous amount about money, and that did not fully go away until I had a particular dream. And this was the dream. I was in a Latin American country, and this was a country that had seen every kind of terrible government, on the right or on the left, and had been through many revolutions and much guerrilla warfare and much civil strife. And I was looking at a dusty, not particularly interesting street on this in this country, and in a city of this country, and on the corner was sort of a square corner store with maybe glass windows. And in my dream, I called it the peanut stand because it didn't really have much. It didn't have much more than that Chinese laundress had, but it did have some things. It had for sale some oranges, maybe, and some peanuts. And that's pretty much what it had to offer. And it had been there through all the different governments and all the different ideologies and regimes. And I had a feeling that it would always be there because people would always need to come in and buy oranges and peanuts. And that was my practice. I suddenly realized that that's what I was running, that there would always be a need for this particular small service that I had to offer, and that I really didn't need to worry about economic conditions or political conditions or what would happen to medicine in America or whether there'd be a future for private practice in psychiatry, all these things that would get bruited about in the grand rounds that I would attend of doctors and all the professional journals and so forth, that what I was offering was something so basic and so humble and so simple that I didn't need to worry. It would never be a big deal, and that therefore it would always be overlooked and neither and survive. So after that, I stopped worrying about money, and I must say, since that time, I haven't had such a problem. It hasn't been an ego problem. I've sort of accepted that there'll be patients that come, and they have come for the peanuts and the oranges. In other words, there's nothing, and wonderful things happen. People discover the self in my office every day, but it's not a big deal. It's very valuable to the person. But it's not prestigious. There's nothing prestigious about it. That to me was a very, very important discovery, and it seemed to help me in a very practical way. All right, take a few of your reactions, questions, thoughts just at this point.
I'm reminded of the Zen saying, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water.
Absolutely. Yes.
Also, when you keep talking, it's almost like it's what kind of animal mother that nudges and consoles and holds and pushes out when needs to, that the self treats each of us as we need.
As we need it. In that sense, the self is very like a mother in that sense, pushing out as well as accepting. Yes. You had something, Ned. No? Yes.
You're saying the self is not treated like a big deal. Isn't that kind of counter to like what Edinger did, is, you know, the God image? And I just sense that he made a much bigger deal out of it.
How can I say it more clearly? You betcha it's different. I mean, it's a very different accent. I think that